So this week's mitzvah, we'll do mitzvah of Mila in light of the Parsha. Happy to do my bar mitzvah Parsha, so it's very exciting. So let's begin the Minchas Chinuch from the side here. Minchas Chinuch writes that Hinei Bevandai Priya Hi Megufa Mitzvah. There's two stages of that. There's really three stages. There's the Maisa Mila, which is the cutting of the Arla. There's the Priya, which is afterwards you kind of fold over. And then there is the Metzitza Bepeh. He's not discussing Metzitza here, but it's really understood that there's the Maisa Mila, and then there's the Priya. So the Minchas Chinuch writes that the Priya is part of the actual mitzvah. It's very important. It's based on the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Kuflana Dayanam Beis. It says, Mal velo para. You do Mila, but you don't do the Priya, which again is the pulling over afterwards. Ki'ilu lo mal. It's nothing. Aval mikol makom, eina nichlal bepsukim shehevi Rav Mechaber. The Rav Mechaber, the Sefer Chinuch, doesn't bring any psukim to support the concept of Priya. Mevur b'yivamos. It's a fascinating point, it's very important. The Gemara says that Avram was not given Priya. Avram was given the Mila, and Priya was given later on in the Torah, the Kabbalah Torah. We learned out from Yeshua this concept of Priya. Vishuv, Malas Bnei Yisrael Shenis. So Bnei Yisrael who received Mila had a second Mila when they were in Eretz Yisrael with Yeshua. That was the Priya they needed. Ayin Sham Betosos Dimaskalo. The Gemara tells us in Megillah that once the Torah was final, the Nevi'im couldn't add any mitzvahs. That's why there's a whole discussion, how could they add Megillas Esther? They had to find Pesukim to support this. How could you add Priya later on? It's really a Masorah that we had. It was a Smachta in Yeshua, but it's really a Masorah. It wasn't anything new. Priya hi halach Moshe Sinai. Okay, this Indian of Priya exists not in the Psukim but Halacha, the Moshe Mishinai. So Nafkamina Lanias Daiti, who cares whether Avram had it or didn't have the Priya? Lamaisa, we have the mitzvah of Mila plus Priya. So he says, Lashita Tarambam, the Perak Yudim in Melachim, you guys maybe came across this last year in Sanhedrin, maybe you did, I don't know. The B'nai Ketura, Chayavim Ata Gamkin B'mila, Rak Einan Haragin. Who is B'nai Ketura? Who is Ketura? Anyone know? Pasuk, the Torah.
I guess
yes.
Maybe Hagar.
Some of them say it's Hagar. So he married after divorcing Hagar. Then he and Sarah passed away. Then he married Keturah. May have been Hagar, may have not been. So the children of Keturah took on that responsibility of the Mila as well. So Gam came to Mila. Rak Enu Neharagim. What do you mean Enu Neharagim? So we know that the Sheva Mitzvah B'nei Noach, which is does not include Mila, of course. If they don't do it, they get killed. If they don't have a dinim, if they don't have a judicial system, they get killed. If they ritzicha, avodah zarah, all the sheva mitzvahs, eir menachai, they get killed. So Mila is an eighth mitzvah. It applies to B'nai Keturah, Avram's descendants who aren't Jewish, but they don't get killed on it. Okay. The Avur B'samech, he's going to get to this later on, Bezes Hashem. Eina chayavim rach b'mila v'lo b'priya. So B'nai Keturah only had the chiyav Mila, because Avram only had the chiyav of Mila. Only through Yitzchak and Zaro did we get Mila plus Priya. That's Nafkamina. The Kaven dehu halacha Moshe Mishinai, halacha Moshe Mishinai, lo nemer rak li Yisrael levad. Only we received that. So then, kumavur b'sham b'rambam, im kain nihi de b'nei keturah chayvim dehem Zaro she'avram avinu, the chayvim Mila, but einam chayavim rak b'mila v'lo b'priya. They only have the chayvim bris Mila, but they don't have the chayvim Priya. That's what he says.
Is the reason for that because since it was repeated at Har Sinai, therefore it doesn't apply to the guy?
Not that Gemara and Sanhedrin that you're referring to. It was never mentioned, it was never given in the first place to Avram. It was only a halach Moshe Sinai. You're referring to a sign that was mentioned prior to Kabbalah Star in the Pesukim and then repeated. This is not mentioned anywhere in the Pesukim, so it's not relevant to this opinion. We don't know, he may not have known about this.
Why are you seeing that
his descendants are Mechuv and Mila, only Mila, but not Priya. Meaning Avram had Yitzchak, Yishmael also, but there's B'nai Keturah. B'nai Keturah is a whole other world. B'nai Keturah was they inherited the mitzvah of Bris Mila from Avram. Avram didn't have Priya, the Gemara tells us in Yevamos. But Avram passed on to Yitzchak, which is also Bris Mila. Eventually at Kabbalah Torah, Klai Yisrael had the addition of Priya as well. So that didn't apply to B'nai Keturah.
Klal Yisrael before Har Sinai.
Yeah.
So how did they know about it? Avram Avinu didn't know about it.
They didn't know. Who said they knew about it? Who said they had it?
Didn't Rebbe just say that they didn't?
No, they had it. There was halach moshe Sinai at Kabbalah Satorah. They were given this prior to Kabbalah Satorah. They didn't know about this.
But yet their meal was
chal. Yeah, meal was chal, exactly. Prior to the Chiya Priya, the meal is a good meal. It's a very good question. Didn't the Gemara say, mal v'lo paralo l'havi mila? So yeah, prior to the mitzvah Priya, so then they did the best they can. Whatever existed, there's bris mila. But once they're mechadish, they did a Priya at Kabbalah Satorah, then they needed a Priya as well. And that's why the Sukkim said they required a second bris mila when they entered Eretz Yisrael. They required the Priya to fix the bris mila.
So when we say, it can't be too technical of a question, but when we say Moshe Rabbeinu was born with the bris mila, do we assume that he also had a Priya?
Not sure. It's a good question. I'm pretty sure Priya only exists if there's a Maisa mila. All you would need, if a person's mahul, all we talk about is tafas dam brits, drawn blood. But there's no inin of Priya, because the Priya has to do with after the surgery has been made, there's something to do with the skin afterwards. There's no surgery that takes place, so. Okay. Now, Shub Matasi, Tashag is Aryeh, Filchas Mila, Simon Memtes, Shikasav Kidvarenu Elu, Filaramam Bene Ketur, Enam Chayavim, Rak Fimila. He got very excited when he saw this in the Shabbos Aryeh. Okay. I recall that there's a machlokas actually when it comes to B'nai Keturah. I'm trying to remember who says this. But the B'nai Keturah is a side point. But B'nai Keturah, was that the direct children of Avram only? They were Chayav Mila? Or all the descendants thereafter were also Chayav and Bris Mila? It's a machlokas Rishon, I don't remember where. Okay.
I mean, the Rambam thinks that even B'nai Yishmol are Mechuyav and Misafik, right?
It seems to ring a bell. I don't remember precisely.
I think he says because... I don't remember why he says it. Maybe because they intermarried with B'nai Keturah. I can't remember.
I don't remember either. Okay, I have to look there.
It's in the Rambam.
Okay. Okay, now look at the Os Beis now. Ayin Yam Shel Shlomo Yivamos, Perka Arel, Simon Gimel, Maybe B'Shem Hara'im, the Sefer Yireim. Demal v'lo paro kilo lo mal. That's the Gemara. So he makes an interesting qualification. Rak b'katan, that's true. Avalo b'gadol, dein tzriach priya. A gadol doesn't require priya. Ayin sham shehisig alav dehalach mosh mesinahu. How can you make such a chiluk? The gam b'gadol sha'ech din zeh. The chenir mirishonim v'arav mechaber shelo chilku b'kachu pashu. He doesn't explain why that is, but such a chiluk exists between a katan and a gadol. There's a number of questions, not sure why. Interesting food for thought. I don't know what to do with that.
Okay.
The Urim. Rav Eliezer Mimintz. He was one of the Rishonim. He was in Mona Mitzvos. He counted the Mitzvos. For some reason, I don't know why, he only counted 400 and something Mitzvos. He didn't have all 613. Now that he had a different count, everyone agrees. The Gemara Machos tells us there are 613 Mitzvos, but he has a shorter version. Interesting, the way he splits up the Mitzvos is, he splits it up by, he calls it Ra'al Lebrios and Ra'al Shemaim and Ra'al Lebrios, Ra'al Shemaim, Lo Ra'al Lebrios, Lo Ra'al Shemaim. He has seven different categories. He splits it up in such a way. That's what the Urim is. Again, why he makes this chilik, I don't know though. Okay. Let's look now at Oz Gimel. Oz Gimel says, Ayin Betur Yardaya, Simon Reish Shamechei, Le'inyan Birchas, Lachnizo Bebrisa Shel Avram Vin. Shemevi Shitas Bozo. There are a number of different Shitas here, what the Nusach is. Maybe b'shem harash diyavarech kodem hapriya la'achacher hachitach. When you say the bracha, when he does the chitach, the cutting, before he pulls back, that's when you say the bracha. B'shapir habi le'over l'siyasan. So this is a big chiddush. Over l'siyasan is prior to doing the mitzvah. So you put the tefillin on, and before you do the kshira, before you do the tightening, you say the bracha there. Talis right before you put it over. Chabad actually do the talis in a different way. Chabad actually. Anyone wear talisim here? You wear a talis? Okay. So you probably say it before you put it over, the bracha, then you put it over and wrap yourself. That's how most people do. So Chabad, I believe, they put it over, and right before they do the wrapping is when they say the bracha. But while they're covered, that's over the siyasan according to them.
The missionaries just do siddur sasan, talis katan?
The Psalms had such an atifa, the Mechaber mentioned such a thing that some people do an atifa by talis. Most don't practice it, but some have a family, a mesorah, to do such a thing. But so right before you do the tightening, right before you tighten on your head, that's over l'siyasa. So he says when it comes to the mila, after the cutting of the skin, but before the priya, that's the appropriate time for the bracha. Why? Because demal v'lo para kilo lamal. The para is a crucial element of the mitzvah. Ulechora kevan dechazal tiknu hanusach al ma shenichnasu b'brisa shav avinu. This is a fascinating point. So how could you say that? The priya wasn't given to Avraham Avinu. So it seems inappropriate to say before you've done the priya, after the chaticha. He wasn't given priya. It's a great kasha of the Minchas Chinuch. There's a lot to talk about. Again, I didn't look into this. Yisrael only told me a couple hours ago that we were doing this, so I don't remember all these dinim. But no, and it's a good thing. So I'm not sure.
Yeshua.
Yeah, there you go. Meet Hashem, your first son. Okay, but don't change the message. Okay. So the Gemara says, rather, the Minchas Chinuch says further. Oz Beis. This is a very lamdisha piece now. Okay, very, very good stuff here. So says the Minchas Chinuch, Mavur b'shas kedushin daf chav tes. Anyone do that yet? No one got that far? Okay. So in the Rambam, v'zel shono, mitzvah al ha'av l'molas abeno, the father has to give a milah to the son, al ha'rav l'molas abdo, and the master to give his eved, eved knani, a bris milah, yilid bayis miknas kesef. Ova ha'av al ha'adon, if the father's master don't give it, who beis him mitzuvin l'mol, then the bezin has to step in and give the milah, and on the son and the eved. And if the child never received one when he gets older, it's his own responsibility to give himself or ensure that he gets a bris milah. There are many psukim. Your name of war, dika mitzah al ha'av k'loshin hashas. Right, it's a mitzah al ha'av. Whose chiv is it? Is it the father's chiv? Or is it the son's chiv, but he's 8 days old, so he can't do it? That's the chakir he's about to present. So pashas is, it's the chiv on the father. If the father doesn't do it, then the bezin. Because the Mishnah says a mitzvah al ha'av. The mitzvah is incumbent upon the father to ensure his son gets the meal. It's a chiv on the father. Fine. Next paragraph now. Vani Masupak says the Minchas Chinuch, I'm not sure. Im higdil, when he gets older, the child gets older, she mitzvah gam kein alea ramya, it's also now incumbent upon the child. Umuchuyev la mulasma, now he has to give his own mila. Im gam kein mitzvah al ha'av, lo nafka mitzvah meito. Is it on both of them now? The father also has to, but now he has an additional chiv. Oh, dilma de mitzvah al ha'av rach bekatnuso. The father's chiv is only when the child is incapable. He's irresponsible to do this. Aval kishehigdil, when the son gets older, ein chiv ha'mitzvah al ha'av rach alav. The father's chiv is removed, and the child has the only last chiv.
My
nafkamina. So let's say, I imagine he brings. I'm trying to remember what the nafkamina.
Until he gets older, or?
Well, I guess at that point, the father's not chayiv anymore. He's not metapel in it. So but the father's no longer have to, he doesn't have to be metapel in that mitzvah anymore once the child is 13.
But the son himself gets the mila, and the father's in victim. Is that tshuva for the father, or the mitzvah of the son?
It's a good question.
Can't do anything.
It's a good question. So that question you're asking might be telling on something else he discusses later on. I don't think we'll get there today. Probably not. But the mitzvah of mila, is that the mitzvah of the maisa mila or being mahul? Is it that the child has to be mahul, in which case it would be a tikkun, as long as the child gets a mahul. So now the father, but if it's a chiv and the gavra, that I have to ensure that it's a maisa mila, so maybe it wouldn't be masakein, the father's bitul aseh. Okay, so let's see what he's medayik here, what's correct. So the Minchas Chinuch quotes from the Lashon HaRava Machaber, from the Sefer HaChinuch, he quotes, Shekasev al mi, v'chulei, milas bonav haktanim, nir ktsas dafka b'nei ktanim. Okay, so the Sefer HaChinuch writes, is the chiv and the father, we didn't see this inside, but the father has to be mal, the b'nei ktanim. Why didn't it say banim? Why does it limit it to the minors? Why not the gedolim? So he infers from this that maybe the chiv and the father is only when the child's a minor. But when he's older, when the child's a gadol, then the father no longer has a chiv. That's the diak he wants to make. But nafkamina dim ha'av ba'atzmo mohil mulchuyv la'atzmo la'mul ba'atzmo begaluso gamkein. If the father himself is a mohil, he's a practicing mohil, does he have to now, does he have a chiv to do the milah on his son? Now, there could be another nafkamina, he might address it, I don't remember. But this is based on a Gemara in Kisrei Adam. Which Masechta is Kisrei Adam found in?
Pulun.
So in Kisrei Adam it talks about, let's say I shecht an animal. I shecht a chaya or an oaf. It's a mitzvah of what? After you shechita, what's the mitzvah there to do next? Kisrei Adam. That's the parak, Kisrei Adam. By a behemoth, there's no chiv of Kisrei Adam. Only by a chaya, a wild animal, and an oaf. So let's say you come along and you cover the blood up for me. You take my mitzvah. So what's the din? That's hard to whom? You have to pay 10 gold coins now to me. That's how they value 10 gold coins. So I think the Rashi talks about, let's say someone shechs a child. That's not his chiv. He shechs my child. he owes me Asar Tehuvim. That was my mitzvah. So now the Nafkamina, he might address this. I don't remember that. Let's say the father, after the child's 13 years old, and the father gives the milah to the son without asking, he took away his son's chiv. The son never appointed him. So that might be another Nafkamina, Asar Tehuvim, where they have to pay it. Okay. Fine. Next. We're going further than this.
Wait,
yeah.
Nowadays, we're like making the Moel of your Shliach.
Oh, this is a big
issue. She didn't have to pay you?
She didn't have to pay me.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
The Shliach, the Moel is getting your mitzvah. So you should pay you 10.
No, so that's a whole discussion. They talk about this and based on a rush and the Ramon, the Shach, and Hilchas Mila. You have to be Memaneh, the Moel, to be a Shliach. It's your mitzvah. So is he now representing me? But if he's not representing me, so then he's doing it on his own, he's taking my mitzvah away. So that's part of this discussion. Very good. So the many molim are makpid. When you choose them to be the mol, they'll say, just do a kinyan. That's also, it's not necessarily clear whether you have to be memaneh him with a ma'aseh kinyan, but you say, I'm memaneh him to be a shliach. That's all you really have to say. I'm memaneh you to be my shliach, and that's the best thing to do. Okay. There's a discussion just at the side point on Minoy Shlichas. We pass him by Minoy Shlichas, you don't have to have Edom in front. It comes to, since we're learning Kedushin, in the beginning of the second parak, you guys aren't doing the second parak, right? In the beginning of the second parak, it talks about Shlichas there. So there's a big machlokas we've shown him whether or not you require Edom for Minoy Shlichas of Kedushin. So some say you don't, it's like any other Shlichas. Some say the Ravid says you do require both for Shliach Lehalacha, for the husband, and for Shliach LeKabbalah. And then the Rambam is Mechalik, he says, she requires for Shliach LeKabbalah, she requires Edim, but the husband, Shliach LeHolacha, doesn't require Edim. So there's a lot of lumdis there. What? That's part of that. Darish Be'eri is certainly part of it. The issue is, when you remind a Shliach, there's nothing happened yet. I have Edim, there's nothing happened yet, just he's representing me. There's no arayos just yet. So that's part of the discussion. How much is the Shlichas, the Hachana, viewed as part of the Mais Kedushin and the Darish Be'eri?
How do we pass?
The Shulchan Aruch brings down a number of different dais. He brings down the Rambam and the Ravid. Lemaisa, I don't know how we paskin. I imagine we'd be machmir like the Ravid to require Edim even for Shliach Lalacha. But Lemaisa, I don't know. I wouldn't advise it. Kedushin through Shlichas. But shouldn't be Lemaisa. Okay.
Mistaber, the Ravid is more mistaber because the whole reason you need to read them is because it's Chav L'Achir. You're answering around to everybody else. Right?
That's one of the tiniest the Rush says. Chav L'Achir.
So there, if that's what we assume, then Mistama makes more sense. You should have to have Edim on every stage.
Now the question is, what's the need for Edim, though? If Edim is all about Ne'emanus, so his Hodah and the Shliach's Hodah should be Ne'emanus as well. Okay, side point. We'll save it for now. When we get to Kedushin, in Parshat Kiseitzei, then we could discuss it. Okay. Fine. So the Minchas Chinuch writes further now. You see where we are now? Ubegaluso. To three wide lines down in this paragraph. Ubegaluso, when the child gets older, Imrotze haben lamula tatma. If the son wants to give himself a mila, Va'av gamkin wrote to lamula. They're having a fight. Who's going to do the mila? Me or you? So im lo nafka mitzvah av, if the father's chiv is no, and doesn't leave, it still remains ha'av kodem. Why is the father's first? Because his chiv existed before the child. He's a longer chiv. It's since the child was born, he's a chiv. Vim lav, if the father's chiv no longer exists, then bevadai beno im yachol lamul ba'atzmo aser lamul afila ide aviv. If the son is somehow able to give himself a bris milah, that's aser to give it to anybody else, even to his own father. They talk about if a father is the moel, if he's a moel, he cannot pass it on to somebody else. He has to do the chiyuv. That's why there's a maisa with a brisker rav and he formed bris milah. He understood the chiyuv is on himself as a father. So he gave a bris milah to his child and the child died. And when he had the next son, they had to hold him back from doing this. He wasn't a trained moel. He had to hold him back to not let him do the milah, to have a trained moel do it. Because he felt that the father's chiyuv, it's also to give it to somebody else. Now, we assume that's only if you're trained moel as a father. If you're a father that doesn't know how to do bris milah, can't do surgery, then you shouldn't be doing this. But, okay.
Why doesn't shlichus work?
Shlichus.
Granted, mitzvah bo yosem yivishlucha, but why is it considered losing the mitzvah if he does it al yidei shliach?
Yeah, so I don't remember. You have to look back at this rush again in the shach, the Ramah of the shach. I don't remember why. Pashas the shlichus should work. The idea might be, I don't remember. I don't remember why. Okay. the Minchas Chinuch says further now. Vegam, oh, he talks about this nafkamina. Vegam im kidem echad mehem v'asa mitzvah. Let's say one of them, the father jumps and he does the mila before the son gets a chance. Leinin liten lechaveiro ha'av leben o ben la'av asar zehuvim, like we said. The das ha'sma, according to the sma, sham shtifkat and zayin, he's the one that you know, say kalim on the side of the choshe mishpat shachan arach. The misha alav ikar mitzvah b'chuyiv ha'tofes liten lo asar zehuvim. If they both have a chiv, but one has a greater chiv, so then the lesser chiv has to pay the one with the greater chiv. So the son would have to pay the father paying the son, whichever, however you work it out. O nafkamina, im ha'am nevarach birchas lachniso, o efshir nafka mitzvah me'alav kishiyagdil. Does the father say the bracha? Or possibly that he no longer has a chiv. I think it's talking about, let's say another moel is doing the milatim. He's not capable and the father's not capable. Who says the bracha? So at the bris milah, the father says the bracha of lachniso, because it's his chiyuv. But now the child's older, so he's receiving his own bris milah now from some other moel. Does he say the bracha before he receives it? Or does the father say the bracha? So that's another nafkamina. Who says the bracha? We're not done. V'gah nafkamina le'inyan im ef shar lamolo b'li schar.
What's it? There's like as long as
the
other person says
it means. It's good, it's effective, but who would we advise? Who should be saying the bracha? If you don't have a mitzvah, you can't say bracha if you're not doing a mitzvah. You can't say bracha's a mitzvah on something or someone else's mitzvah. So then the last nafkamina he brings is v'gam nafkamina le'inyon im efshar lamula blischar. Let's say the moel is not willing to do it unless he gets paid. And there's some moelim nowadays, I think. Who's the one in here in Breuers?
I can't say Kiddush for someone else.
Kiddush is a different situation. There's a different arvus there. It's a different type of thing. But that's when you have a chiv. Kasnasin. He's the one. So I don't think he charges when he does a mila. I'm pretty sure not. But most moelim charge. So let's say you can only find the moel that charges. So then, mechuyev hu litein. Who has to pay the money? Vim eina matzuva, eina mechuyev yosem mikol Yisrael. So if the father's chayv to, it's the chiv on him to give the bris milah, so he should have to pay the money to the mole. If he's not chayv, so then the father has no different obligation than the rest of Klai, so who just maybe help out and give some tzedakah to help the child. That's another nafkamin. Okay. Let's go further here. Let's see how much we get into this. He brings another bunch of different rayas here. Let's jump now. I'm going to jump to L'chora, the third paragraph down. L'chora. It says, L'chora yesh lahavi raya me'atosos kedushin sham diyo maschil osa. The Gemara there tells us, oso velo osa, that the mother is not chayv to give her son a bris milah. Shik shulam ali kra. Why do you need a pasuk? What's Tosus' question? Before I read it, anyone think of the Tosus' question? What do you need a pasuk for to exclude the women?
She herself is not chayv.
That's how the question he asks. Right, but maybe the chiv could extend to her as well. She's also a parent. Mitzvah Aseh Shezman Grama. Bris Milah is time bound. It's time bound either because it's only from the eighth day on, or time bound because only daytime versus nighttime. There's two different ways. That's part of the lamed is how to understand Mitzvah Aseh Shezman Grama. Either it's at whenever Zman is Gorim, you're waiting for a date to kick in, the eighth day is the date, or it's limited when it can be done, in time-wise. Not that a date caused it necessarily, but after the eighth day, it could be done any single day from that point on, but only during the daytime. It's limited. So those are two ways to understand Zman Grama. Be the way, it's Zman Grama. So that's why women are potter. Just like any other mitzvah Aseh Shezman Grama. So why is there Havamina? Why is the pasuk? Why is there a need for pasuk to say she's excluded? Osov l'osa? So that's what he asks. Shehik shulam alikra de oso. Shein isha metzuva la mulas bina. Ha havyula mitzis asei shezman gama. Deino nimol ela lishmona. V'yei shulam, he writes, came into me yom hashmini v'hala from the eighth day on, ein lo hefshek. There's no time where she can't do it anymore. Laos man gama hu. It's on forever. So a number of interesting things from the Tosos. What do you mean? You can't do it at night time. So clearly Tosos assumes it's zman gama is defined that when a date kicks in, the chiv kicks in, so once the eighth day kicks in, it's forever, even though at nighttime it doesn't make a difference. Once it's always there until you get a mila, it's not as mangrama, he paskins. That's why you need a pasuk, oso, velo oso. Okay, so what's the relevance to us? So he writes, When the child is older, 13, the father's no longer chayiv. Imkein akat yaveleiz man grama. Yes, it is time bound. It's from the 8th day till the 13th year. It ends. So he wants to bring a raya. The mitzvah's mila he tamid. The mila is constant. You call makom mashehutal al haav. That which is incumbent upon the father, he mitzvah acharis. It's a different mitzvah. Vazman gorim sheish la mitzvah meshech zman shanim ad hagalas. So the time kicks, the 8th day kicks in that there's a chiyuv mitzvah until he gets older. Mali lulav sheish la zman shiva yamim or zman aruch yir gimel shanim. Lulav is a zman grama because it's only 7 days long. So this happens to be longer. It's 13 years, but it's still bound by time. So it should be a mitzvah asay shez man grama.
It's different.
Yeah, why?
Because he still has. He himself, on his goof, he always has a mitzvah that he has to be at first new.
The child does.
Yeah.
But right now we're talking about the maisa milo, the doing of the siyasa mitzvah, not the totzah being mahul. It's another discussion. But right now he's clearly
is there
assuming.
Some place in particular where he's going to discuss that?
Yeah, he discusses somewhere. I don't remember where this is. He discusses mahul. Remember being the bottom right somewhere. Yeah.
So I have a stapler at least held that is a dinner the totzah. He was asked about whether or not you can push off a pidyon haben for arbitrary reasons, and the way the question was asked was, is it like mila where you have a chiyuv to do mila starting on day 8 and you're actually over after that, or can you just, you know, it's starting from day lamed aleph, but you can do it whenever. So he thought misvara. Where I saw this brought down, I think they quoted other mikros.
It's a large discussion.
That felt the same way. That you're actually being over an avira by not being mo, because he thinks that it's din in the kibsa, not din in the maisa. Whereas tinin aben, din in the maisa, that I have to give over five slim, and it doesn't really matter.
They've shown him to talk about this. Many have shown him to talk about the marach or zerua writes that he brings a ride from the Gemara Menachos. The Dabar Melch was in the Beris HaMerchatz, and he was so upset he didn't have any mitzvahs left, and he remembered he had Bris Mila, then he got all excited. So you see from there that being Mahul is a key mitzvah. That's the raya that they typically bring, that did in the Totzah. It's a larger discussion. There's a Beis Halevi about this, there's a Rambam, there's a Tur. But we'll get there. I don't know if he discusses this just yet. If not today, maybe next week. Okay, let's finish this paragraph at least. So he writes now. Kevan sheish lezman havi lezman grama lamli kros. Why is there need for a pasuk? Ella karchach the ain lehefsek must be that at 13 years old the chiyuv doesn't end for the father. It continues. Dal haav mutol liolam af bigaluso. So he does. That's all for shitas tosfos. But he does acknowledge achar be terutim nemu al kishas tosfos. Many other answers are given, and the other answers given for tosfos' question would assume otherwise. Perhaps that the father's chiyuv does end after 13 years, and they need to give other explanations why they need a special pasuk to exclude women. So that is, he asked the question he had, is it means only on the son, no longer on the father, or is it also on the son, but the father's chiyuv continues to exist? So that's a suffix, and that's the one interesting raya he brings him here. All right, let's stop here, and everyone have a wonderful Shabbos.